Got half a million followers watching my every move. That's half a million people who I am familiar to. Got girls on the blog, girls on the WordPress. And if I didn't have them, I would feel like I was worthless. But how can I learn to be a computer?
Hello and welcome, survivors of Turdageddon. I don't think I've ever told anyone, actually, about my... I have this idea for a porn parody of Armageddon called Turdageddon. It stars Ben Affleck, if he's not busy. I don't know what Ben Affleck is doing these days. But if Ben Affleck isn't busy, then Ben Affleck needs to take his team of ragtag oil drillers to space because a giant space poo meteorite is coming towards Earth and is going to splatter Earth with poo, so he has to go up there, and it's an anal film. That's as far as I've gotten. I need to get some real writers in here and get this thing off the ground. Don't steal that idea. I'm working on it. Hey, this is the Nerd Turd Podcast. My name is Adam, and I am your host. I don't want to fuck around at all. I'm not fucking around. We're getting straight into the help and straight into the Yahoo Answers. Okay, first question comes from Yahoo Answers user Chelsea? C-H-E-L-L-E-S-I-A? Chelsea? I don't think that's Chelsea. Chelsea Richardson asks, I used my best friend pics on MySpace, pretended it was me, now she hates me. A couple years ago, I was really out my mind in a bad place on the way to no return and to suicide. And at my lost moment, I didn't know who I was and made a sick mistake and stole my best friend's pics and posted them. It's still the same sentence. I told people it was me, ... After I ended that, the truth came out. I tried to explain I was sorry and that at the time I was lost at the time. What hurts the most is that she, you know what, this is way too beautiful of a human emotion and tragedy story for me just to sit here and read it to you. It's such a touching tale that I feel like I can only express it in form of funky song.
Yeah.
For being such a motherfucking punk.
And use my best friend's pics on MySpace.
Put my best friend's pics on MySpace.
A couple years ago, I was really out my mind, yeah, in a bad place on the way to no return and to suicide. And at my last moment, I didn't know who I was. I made a sick mistake. I stole my friend's pics and I put them on MySpace. I told people it was me.
What?
I tried to explain I was sorry. And at the time, I was lost at the time. And what hurts the most is that she didn't come over and hug me. And tell me she forgave me. She told me she would have to think about it. It's been months. What should I do? What should I do? You my best friend's pics on MySpace. Yeah, best friend pics on MySpace.
Put your best friend pics on MySpace.
So there you go, Chelsea Richard Rygerson. That was her name, right? There you go. Not only did I solve your problem, did I solve her problem? I'm not too sure. Hey, guess what? You're famous now. That song, top of the charts. next time, maybe just follow a girl that you don't know for like a week and just take like a bajillion pictures of her doing various things, and then put that on MySpace and pretend that that's you, because then if someone finds out, you don't know her, so it's no big deal.
So that's my route. Definitely don't put your pictures of your ugly ass self on MySpace, because nobody wants to see that. Yahoo Answers user Kden asks, "What checks?" Oh wait, hold on. I need to bust out my blimey accent for this one. What checks do they do to become a foster in the UK, Birmingham? What checks do they do for fostering in the UK, Birmingham? I would really like to foster with a passion, although I've just finished university and now I'm looking to work as a full-time foster career. I don't know where that accent is going. Hence, I am seeking work within that field. I do not have a job at the moment. Would this hinder me from fostering? TBH, I have no savings, but looking to start work in order to gain an income. Parentheses, point of a job. Close parentheses. Could someone please tell me what checks I usually do? Thank you. I'm unclear at whether he wants to become a foster's. I think he needs to be Australian for that. Or if he's talking about becoming a foster parent. If you're talking about wanting to work in the Foster's Corporation, you might be just plumb out of luck. Close, but no cigar. UK is no... Unless you can fake the Australian accent, you could probably get around that. I don't think they DNA test for the Australian gene yet. You gotta get in there quick. But if you're talking about being a foster parent, you don't have to... You can just buy... I think you can buy a kid just on the... You know, in the side of the street. So I would suggest do that. Just one that, you know, someone doesn't want. Check a dumpster. Maybe you find one for free. I mean, no use getting into the system. Watching you on CCTV over there in UK, Birmingham. I would suggest doing that. If not, holla at me, nerd_turd on Twitter. I'll talk to you about shipping a baby over. I got boxes with holes in it. So come holla at me, Kden. Just like the rest of you should holler at me on Twitter. The nerd turd Twitter is @nerd_turd, and I am @AdamFedoric. If you tweet me a sweet ending catchphrase, I'll use it. You'll become internet famous. And you'll feel good about yourself. And you'll make me say something stupid. So, moving on. Guys, this is a special day. Because now on the podcast, I have a member of the Nerd Turd family. And a co-host of the Nerd Turd podcast. I have Robert E. Donculation Giles here, ladies and gentlemen. Not only is he a self-made billionaire, but he is also the world's smartest transvestite. Guys, Rob is here for one reason and one reason alone. That is so that we can combine our brains, Megazord style, and create wisdom and spread it to the masses. Rob, I have a question for you. This Shoot. Comes from Harold Stein, Yahoo Answers user Harold Stein. Harold Stein asks, is it possible to get your race changed? Like, if you want to be African American, can you take hormones and become black? Then get plastic surgery and boobs.
Amd boobs?
Amd boobs. What about the boobs part? Do you think that's possible with hormones?
I think the boobs are more possible than changing your race.
It's probably true.
Although, I don't know why you go all the way through hormone therapy for that. You could just paint yourself black.
You go through hormone... You can become an African-American and take hormones and become black. That's what happens, Rob. Rob... Hate asks, what are the reason for a guy to do this?
What are the reasons?
What? Why would a guy friend ignore you and not look at you and act like you are not there for 4 weeks and then talk to you for one day and act like everything is back the way it was and then ignore you after that day for 14 weeks?
14 weeks.
Then he is talking to your friend. The moment for you is awkward and you stop talking. You had a good relationship, but you had a fight 6 months ago, but fixed it, and had some bad times, but fixed them. But you had other problems, and he tried to make you happy, but you kept on yelling at him, but didn't mean to. Also, will he come back and talk to you after a few more months? What are the reasons for a guy to do this?
Yes.
I think that if a guy is act like you're not there for 4 weeks and then talk to you for one day and act like everything's back the way it was and then ignore you for that day for 14 weeks.
What I want to know is, I mean, okay, counting 4 weeks is one thing, that's a month.
But then the 14 weeks thing, he ignored 14 weeks. You after I mean, that day for 14 weeks. That's a whole... That's like the whole time in between Spirit Week and prom. That's 14 whole weeks.
That's like two summers.
That's like... It might as well be two summers.
Man. But he did, I mean, at what point do you just, like, stop counting the weeks and either, like, say something or
but
move
he tried
on.
To make you happy, but you kept on yelling at him but didn't mean to. That's the thing that I think is most important here. You kept on yelling at him, but you didn't mean to.
I ask myself that question every day.
When your boyfriend makes you mad, you keep yelling at him and you don't mean to?
Yep.
Bean asks, how do you put yourself back on the market? It's been a while. This comes from the Home and Garden section of Yahoo Answers. How do you... But the username is Bean, so maybe it's a lima bean writing in, or or maybe like a cocoa like, bean. How do you put a lima bean back together on the market? It's been a while.
Craigslist?
Craigslist. Lima Bean looking for pod mates.
Lima Bean.
I'm looking to put my Lima Bean self back on the market. It's been a while. If you are a pinto bean or a green bean, you step the fuck right out, because I want nothing to do with you. It's been a while. And if you're a garbanzo bean, don't even try. Come on. Get your bean swagger right, then come talk to me. Okay, Edonk, hit me up with another question.
Okay. Does drinking semen make your penis bigger? Once my friend told me that drinking semen would make my penis bigger, and I really need to grow 6 inches. He said that any semen would work, so I've been using my own, and then my dog's when I get tired.
What?
I've done this for 5 weeks, but my penis has only seemed to get smaller. What am I doing wrong?
It takes so much longer than 5 weeks. It takes at least 6 weeks. Everyone knows this.
Everyone knows. It gets worse before it gets better.
Wait. So 1 year in human years is like 7 years in dog years. So like one pint of dog semen is like 1/7. Human semen, right? So, like, the dog semen probably is barely helping. But everyone knows that regular man semen makes your dick grow bigger. But can we address the fact that this guy wants to gain 6 inches? Where on the ruler is he that 6 inches is
I don't know.
His minimum that he wants to get back?
He either wants a 10-plus-inch cock, or he just wants to get up to average.
Or he has a 1-plus-inch cock. I think that maybe he needs to... Here's what he needs to do. He needs to drink a lot more man semen. The dog semen does nothing, right? I've seen a dog wiener.
Just, up the,
to write
just
a
up the dog.
Nothing...
Like, That's a good point.
If you could get man semen and like 13 gallons of the dog semen. Bomber Shark asks, my 6-month corn snake is not considering his dead fuzzies? I have a 6-month-old corn snake who has never tried to constrict his food, even though it's already dead. Should he be trying to constrict it, or is it normal for them to just bite their food and eat it? Oh, and he only recently went on to fuzzies, if that makes annually difference. Does that make a difference, Rob? The fuzzies is...
I don't understand what they mean by fuzzies.
There's a 6-month-old corn snake who has never tried to constrict his food. And he only recently went on to fuzzies. If that makes annually difference. Annually. A-N-U-L-Y. Do you think he should stop feeding this corn snake the fuzzies?
No, if anything...
The fuzzies are where the protein comes from,
right? Keep throwing fuzzies at the snake.
Yeah, the protein... fuzzies is where the protein comes from. Everybody knows that. This question comes from Yahoo Answers user Rachel. Rachel asks, how many songs should a 10-year-old girl have on her iPod? My daughter is getting made fun of because of her song limit. She has 134 songs, and she wanted me to do this because she wants me to see if she's over the limit or under it.
Wait. Is there a good or bad number? Like, is she over or under the limit?
How many songs do you think a 10-year-old should have on their iPod?
I would say 6 to 7.
6 to 7, that's it?
Well, they're probably just listening to the radio.
Old. See, when I was 10... I didn't have an iPod. I don't know where I was going with that.
when I was 10, I didn't listen to music. My musical tastes probably didn't exist until, I don't know, high school.
That's where all the angst comes from. Music in high school. So great, Rachel. You're setting your daughter up to be a preteen angsty bitch. All right. Hey, Rob. I have a question. From Yahoo Answers user FFFF. If you came across Jesus, but he was a zombie, what would you do? Yahoo Answers RT says, I'd apologize for jizzing on our undead lord.
Wow. I would remove the head or destroy the brain.
That's usually what you do with the zombies, but Zombie Jesus...
It's common protocol.
He can turn...
No exceptions, man. What if he bites you?
Zombie
I'm not taking
Jesus
that chance.
Can turn water into brains.
I'm not taking that chance.
Everybody knows this.
I think it's the other way around.
Zombie brain can turn Jesus into water?
Yes.
Yes? Yes. Nailed it. Nailed it. Zombie... you heard it here first. Wow, we helped a lot of people today. That's going to be the end of the Yahoo Answers section. I want to thank Rob for sitting in for that, bringing his wisdom to the table. There's going to be more Rob on the Nerd Turd podcast in the future. You can bet your skinny jeans. Man, this show has been going great. And the only thing that I can think of to change that is to... show you guys this clip that I found. I need to warn you guys right now, if you're gonna be offended by shit that I say, get the fuck out right now. This is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. I have a porno here. It's not the Batman porno. I know that I've been teasing the Batman porno, but that's coming. I'm doing some major, major work with the Batman porn. This is more of kind of a little bit more of an indie film. That Batman film had a lot of high production values. This is just a girl and a guy on a couch. Just, you know, just crushing guts. Just making it happen. You know what I'm talking about. And the guy is ready to give his love to her in the face, I guess. And... Oh, yes, she's sorry. She just threw up
Wait.
Everywhere.
Oh, I love you. Okay. Okay. I can throw Doritos.
Doritos?
We
need to pick up. Yeah, you are
sorry.
Oh my gosh. Hold on. 1 second. Yes, this guy is right. It just keeps coming. She will not stop throwing up.
Oh my god.
You can hear the guy like just losing it in the back. And there's a guy coughing. So gross.
Okay.
They brought her a plastic bag. It's like a grocery bag.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she is miserable right now.
You don't want any water.
No, you don't. No, she doesn't want any water.
Well, that's some serious acidic bile. You can smell that one.
Oh.
Honey, it's okay.
Some serious acidic bile.
We know you didn't do it on purpose.
No, she did. She threw up everywhere on purpose. She's covered. Her entire body's covered with her own vomit. This is so gross.
What did you eat?
I'm pregnant.
Oh my gosh. Mystery solved. She's pregnant, guys. She's just sick because she's pregnant. What the hell is she doing with her life?
I'm
having
6 o'clock and I get really sick. Oh. Like, I didn't feel good. All the water I drank.
Oh, maybe it could have been all the pregnant that you are.
Like all that. It's like onions. Onion ring.
There we go.
Return.
Oh, the second part of mystery is solved. It's pregnancy.
You want to get your doggy bag?
And onion rings. No, please not a doggy bag. Hot damn, that I can't take anymore. Guys, that's got to be the end of this episode of the Nerd Turd Podcast. Guys, I want to talk to you here at the end real quick, though, because fuck me in the eyeball. The download numbers just keep going up and up. I don't know why or how, but it's so, so awesome. If you could tell your friends, if you could rate us on iTunes, if you just search Nerd Turd on iTunes, it will pop up. You can follow the Nerd Turd at Twitter at @nerd_turd. You follow me at Adam Fedoric. You can follow Rob at edonculation. Tweet me ending catchphrases for the podcast, just like Kyle did. Thank you, Kyle. Knocked it out of the park this week with that one. Go to nerdturd.info and check out the stuff that we put up there. There's going to be more stuff up there. Rob just put up an article about a really stupid Android app that he's making. It's pretty cool. I post stupid shit up there all the time. So check out the Nerd Turd, and that's the end of the show, guys. Thank you again for all of the listens. Download numbers are ridiculous. Make sure that you tell your friends about the Nerd Turd podcast. Causing movements, one bowel at a time. Bag it up and dump it. Bag it up and dump it. And for you to bag it up and dump it. We are on, and I'm in the zone. Everything is in doubles, everybody got a clone. You see two women, so I see flow. About to back it up and dump it, make sure it hit the flow. All I need is a beat that's super bumpin'. And a chick with a face, something like LaToya Luckett. Okay. We both pants on, something like a puppet. And her booty like a pillow, make it smooth, wanna fluff it. Make that back drop like a new song or album. I just wanna play all in your middle like Malcolm. My name ain't Dick, but I'm something like a falcon. I'm fly as I wanna be with all the women's under me. One of these questions says, help dog, ant poison. And I'm not reading it, but I'm assuming that the dog ate ant poison. And I love the idea that people run to Yahoo Answers instead of first place. That's
just
where you
calling somebody or even just Googling dog ant poison. You probably find the answer.
Yahoo Answers is the number one resource.